Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This happens to be Jay Taylor, and this is the Note Chaser. It's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the East Coast. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'm the co-host of this show, and without further ado, let's bring in my co-host, the man with the plan, talking about Mac Williams. Welcome, Mac.
Glad to be back for another week. Definitely for another week. So how you been, Jerry?
Not bad, man. Can't complain. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Great. Great. I'm glad. I'm glad. It is Friday.
Hey, you got the number? Okay.
All right. I'll text it to you in 1 minute. I'll talk to you then. All right. That was Shaq telling me text the number to him. I'm like, great.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun. All right. Anyway, we're gonna have my man Baby Shaq on in a few minutes. He's gonna be calling in. But in the meantime, I'm gonna go ahead and talk to Jerry for a minute. Jerry, wanted to know your thoughts while we wait on Shaq to call in. What do you think about today's news in on ESPN? It was reported that Rasheed Wallace is attempting to is going to get signed by the New York Knicks. What do you think about that?
Me being a Knicks fan, as you know, I think that mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about that. I always liked Rasheed Wallace. I liked him as a player. But when he played against the Knicks, I didn't like him because he just had too much going on. Could play defense, could shoot the ball from anywhere on the court, and had that killer instinct. In my opinion, his skills probably from injury deteriorated a little bit, but I think mm-hmm. him being out for a little while helped himself get healthy, and he's ready to show what he can do at his stage of his career.
Good.
And we do have Baby Shaq here right now.
Oh, okay, you got it. Okay. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce my man, Baby Shaq, the two-time back-to-back winner of the King of the Rock. What's up, Shaq?
Ain't nothing, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad you could join us. I'm glad you picked the time to join us. Just want to say congrats on your win.
Yeah, congrats, man.
That's big time, bro. I can only imagine. I sat at home and I was thinking like, man, how could I go through all those guys 2 years in a row, win both times? That's got to be physically and mentally a tough challenge. Was it that for you, Shaq, or was it not? You know.
It was more mental than anything.
Okay. Because I was
the
thinking
physical part, like everybody was asking me, did I train? Did I go running and all that? Why am I gonna go running for something that I'm not in no race? One guy said he ran 4 miles a day. I'm like you're training for something you're not even running around on. It's one-on-one. All you're doing is ain't nothing but a game of angles.
Yeah, because it seems like from the pictures that we saw and from the film that we saw last year, it seems that it's not really that much room. I mean, honestly, it doesn't look like you have that much room to really, you know, really dribble all around and really work with. It's pretty much enough room to make your move and do what you got to do, but it ain't a lot to really fool around.
No. I mean, it's enough space for one-on-one, but mm-hmm. it's too cold out there. You'll get tired quick.
Wow. Now let me ask you this: how cold was it out there? Do you know what? Did you ever get any information on what the temperature was? Because at one point I saw you in the picture in like a hoodie, you know, a sweatsuit on, and a jersey over the top of that. And I'm like, good Lord, like how cold could it be out there? I mean, it's not even like October or November.
Yeah, it was. First of all, we were sitting like, everybody know Alcatraz is sitting on San Francisco Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And the bay water is the coldest water you can ever come across, man.
Wow.
I'm looking on the Red Bull USA website right now, and I see everyone outside the court bundled
up.
Blankets. And everything they could possibly use to bundle them up, because it had to be like crazy cold out there for this time of year.
Yeah.
To be playing a basketball game outside.
Yep, I think they picked.
It's too cold to do anything over there.
It seemed like they picked that on purpose. Like that's part of the obstacle to go through. Because that was like that last.
It's a test of endurance.
Okay.
Well, not really endurance, but well, like it's like a test of will.
Right.
Well, so do me a favor. Do me a favor here, because I'm not familiar with the Red Bull King and Rock. How long is this process? Until the championship takes place, and lay the groundwork and tell me how this works getting to the championship.
Like when you arrive, and I know Friday I think you left.
The whole, like, it started, no, it's, first of all, it started 2010. And what they did is they go from city to city, have the same tournament from city to city.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was the champion, and the runner-up gets to go to San Francisco. They did that for the past 2 years, but this year it was different. The champion only went, and they just paid the runner up $250.
Wow.
And this time, well, the last 2 years they went, instead of in the states, they went outside the country.
Wow.
So they went to China, Czech Republic. I mean, they went everywhere. They went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get there, what happens from day one? How long does this event take, and what happens from day one until the championship?
They did it different this year, because last year they did the bracket. Like, they revealed the bracket online. You had to go online to find out who you played. This year they did the bracket. They actually made it like a draft.
Wow.
They did the brackets like a draft. They had a little bingo ball. They roll a little ball around, pick the numbers out, and that's how they pick their matchups.
Wow.
And just so happened, the guy that I played was, first of all, before, I'm going to start it from Friday. We got there Friday. Everybody flew in Friday.
Okay.
Friday night was the opening dinner and all that. But before then, you had to go sign. There's another room you had to go sign in, get your bag and everything.
Right.
And in that room, they were showing the video from last year. And everybody sat there and watched my championship game, and they were sitting there watching. They was like, all he doing is backing him down, man, and he letting him shoot up. Man, I could beat him. And the person that said that, just so happens, I got him the first round.
Wow.
Ah!
Wow.
And when I saw him step on the court, I just laughed at him.
Wow. Wow.
And everything he said about me, I let him do it the exact same thing.
Wow.
No results from him. Like, I let him have jump shots. I backed him down. Because what he didn't know, like, it's hard to shoot jump shots when the wind is blowing like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what you told me.
And that's the one thing that none of them realized until their back was against the wall, that the jump shot shit was not working.
Right. So the only thing they realized is they had to deal with you backing down, or they had to go past you and get to the hole.
Whoever caught the ball at the three-point line, they caught it at the three-point line, act like they was going to shoot. I took 4 steps back.
Wow. Wow.
I dared them. I said, go ahead, shoot it. I dare you.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. So I mean, I know how you are with people that talk trash. I know you. You just eat those like cookies. You just take that and
making
just use that as motivation. Right. So after you meet him, he had nothing to say.
You look online, one of the guys named Shay, he said he was one of the ones that said he can beat me until he got on the court with him.
Yeah.
It reminds me of
that's a pure reminder of what Mayweather said when Mayweather said, you know, all of y'all sit at home and you sit, all you fighters, y'all sit and look at me on film and look at it, and you sit there and it's easy to say you're going to beat me and how you're going to do it or whatever. He said, but reality, when reality hits you and I'm across from you and you in there and the lights, camera, and you out there in front of millions of people and I'm in that ring, he said, it's a whole nother animal then. He said, then you realize it's not what you thought it was.
Yeah.
And reality
starts to dawn. That's exactly what happens. Like most people, it's not built for the big stage. Like,
that's
true.
I've
been behind the camera, in front of the camera, in front of 100,000 of people play. Like none of that bothers me.
Right, exactly.
But when they play, they never been a part of that kind of crowd before.
Nah, you're right, absolutely right. So, I mean, how does it work that now after that, that's the first guy you play. So how many guys do you actually go through to get to the championship? How does that kind of work? Is that, is there a certain number?
You got to go through four to get to the championship, five to win it.
Wow. Okay. So
All of this in 2 hours span.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, wait a minute, go ahead, Jerry.
All this in a two-hour span. What do you mean? You have to play these guys one after the other? This thing goes on, like, within a two-hour span?
No, the game's only 5 minutes. But, to me, it's only 5 minutes to me, but to them, it's a lifetime, because when you're losing, it seems like the clock is going faster and faster and faster. And when you're winning, but you're holding on for dead life, it's like the clock not even moving.
Right. So when you're up, you feel like, God, hurry up time, run out. You know, like hurry up and run out. To some people.
To some people, yeah. Some of them, like, it's a few of them that had the ball. They tried to do what I did, but it didn't work for them, so they started throwing up threes and trying to get back in the game, but it was too late. But me, my whole strategy, I go up two possessions. Once I go up two possessions, the game is over. I'm just going to trade buckets with you back and forth. You hit a jump. I'm taking 95% shots, so I'm not going to miss.
Right, exactly.
And if I do miss, I'm there to clean up my own mess.
Right. Any questions?
You had to go through four people, and the fifth person is the championship. Did any of them... And dare I say this, scare you? And was there any close calls before you got to the championship? Let me put it that way.
No, once again, everything happened the same way it did last year. Everybody I was supposed to play lost before they got to me.
Wow.
Because my matchup was a friend of mine, Mo Spillers. We was in Nike Battleground together when that first started.
Wow.
And
okay.
Once he lost, I was like, shit, I ain't got nothing to worry about now. Because he played exactly the same way I do. Like, he don't dribble around the court or nothing. Like, both of us back to the basket, directly to the basket to score. That was my only matchup. Like, with him, I was actually seeing myself shooting a couple of jump shots.
Okay. So let me ask you.
That was it for me. I was good.
So that's almost like you know this past summer at the Goodman. Everybody we thought we were gonna meet kept losing. We was like, dang, we thought we was gonna meet them. Dang, they lost. Like, dang, we thought we was gonna meet them. They lost.
I was looking forward to playing Kevin Durant then, but they lost.
Exactly.
So let me ask you.
Who was tougher? The opponents you played, and I know that when I say tough, I don't mean it like who you thought could beat you. What I mean by that is who was a tougher person? Was it the one you did this year or the person you played last year in the final?
Actually, it was the same because both of them shot jump shots. Only difference, he made more jump shots. He made two of them.
Okay.
He made not even that. He made two shots when he needed to.
Okay. Now, who was taller? It looked like, because when I look at both of them, it looked like either they were same size or one was taller than the other. I thought the guy you played this year was taller.
Yeah,
than the other guy from last year?
No, the guy from last year was like 6'7", 6'8".
Okay. I got
it. He wanted to be Tracy McGrady, so that's what made him good.
That's crazy.
Like, let me be 6'7", 6'8". Oh, man.
Exactly.
People hate me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know they would. I know they would hate you. So now you said, as you told me, you said you're done now. You're gonna just let it all go and let somebody else have it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get greedy. I'm not gonna do what Jordan did.
Right. Well, I told you.
Retire one of the greatest and try to make a comeback and embarrass himself.
Right.
Even though like it wasn't really an embarrassment to him, but it was to like some basketball.
Yeah, because it affected his legacy. Because people don't remember that shot against Russell as his last shot going out on top. They
remember him busting his chin on the floor in the garden.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
With the Wizards and losing.
And you want to go out on top as a winner, as opposed to going out as a loser and saying, "Okay,
right now I'm the only back-to-back winner." So.
Right, that's
sure,
wild.
Pretty sure somebody changed that, but it's gonna be a while.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while. That'll be wild. You know, we look at this 10 years from now, we might be talking about, "Dang, man, ain't nobody still ain't done what you done." So, let me ask you a question, and I want to ask you, and I don't know if unless you have something to ask him.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to ask is, what is, as you, I noticed like when you were, you know, when you were 25 or 26 years old and you were playing an N1, what is the difference with you now as then? Do you find, have you gotten to the point yet where you feel like, okay, I have to work out to stay doing this? Or do you feel like you're still in that where you don't have to do that? Now, I've always thought about that with you, but you always seem like the better you get, the older you get, it seems like you're getting better as a part to, like, slower, or you lost a step or whatever. So I'm just wondering, how do you feel in your physical body? Like, are you in the shape you want to be in? Could you get better? Or, you know, just expound on that a little bit.
Nobody is in the shape that they want to be.
Right.
First of all. And second, like I didn't fall off. Like, it's just, it's like anybody else. Like, I can't jump as high as I used to. I can still jump, though, but I can't jump as high as I used to. I'm actually a lot faster than I used to be.
Wow.
And I just know a lot more about the sport than I did before.
So now do you think it's more, you think your superiority over players now has finally caught up to where, you know how older players get older, but they play a lot longer at a higher level because of their knowledge as opposed to their physicalness. You know what I'm saying? It's not the physical, now the mental takes over more.
Yeah, because the trainers don't teach like the kids now.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is 90% mental, 10% physical, and it always been like that.
Right. Right.
Think about it. Larry Bird wasn't the most athletic. Magic Johnson
wasn't
the most athletic. Derek Fisher wasn't even the most athletic, but they managed to. No, matter of fact, prime example, Sam Cassell.
Right.
Stayed in the league longer than he was supposed to. Because, like, if it was built on athleticism, like, a lot of people wouldn't be in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But they just know the game. Like, long as you know the game,
mm-hmm.
you'll be fine. And that's what I learned now. Like, I know more about the game than I did before.
Okay.
Like, I was getting by on my athleticism. I'm not going to deny that.
Right.
But most people won't admit, I was getting by off my jumping.
Okay.
And what I did, like, I came on me, all I'm doing is dunking, then I had a jump shooting, I had a rebounding,
mm-hmm.
like I had a lot of, I had a dribbling, I had everything to my game.
So what do you think now is your strongest part of your game? Your strongest part of your game? Offensively, I say. Maybe I'll separate it offensively, but actually I'll let you pick it. But what do you think
it's the fear that I build up over the years. Like, people fear me more now. That's my advantage I have.
Right. That's true.
Wow.
I've seen that. That's true.
Like people are more they more scared of me even tying my shoes up, let alone me getting on the court with them.
Jerry, the funny thing is, you know, the scary part is I can attest to that. I really can. Last year, Shaq can tell you. Last year in the ACPBL, the semi pros where we were at last year, I mean, it was ridiculous. You would have thought Shaq was a 10-foot monster with 12 heads and 15 hands. I mean,
these teams did everything to stop me from scoring. Like, and then they don't understand, like, the whole time they was trying to stop me from scoring, I was getting 20 rebounds and 15 assists while they was doing that.
Because he's a willing, wow. because Shaq is a willing passer, not a stubborn or grudging passer. And he's willing to sacrifice his stats. The funny thing is that, I mean, one thing I think I've learned from Shaq more than anybody is that, and I think a lot of these young players don't understand this, is they're all about stats. I got to get my points. I got to get my assists. I got to get all this. But what they don't realize is that if you just play the game and take what everybody gives you and you're willing to give, you'll get back more giving than you do anything else. I mean, you turn around. I mean, there were many nights I looked and Shaq was giving out passes and dimes and doing this and that. And, you know, at the end of the game, I'm like, well, what'd he have? He'd be like, well, he had 40 points and he had 15 rebounds and, like, 10 assists. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, how? You know, because you don't see it because it's not, give me the ball and I'm going to run down and I'm going to do everything. And I'm going to just, you know, shoot. It's not like that. Shaq is so much during the game.
They're expecting me to shoot my team out, which the whole time, like, my coach is getting on me because I'm not shooting the ball.
Yeah, we get on them a lot. We'd be like, Shaq, be aggressive. Shaq be like,
they scream at me like, man, be aggressive, be aggressive. Like, I mean, they double team. We just want me to run through them. I'm going to pass the ball to the person that's coming for the double team.
Right.
And we do have a call, so whenever you want
right.
to take it, we can
let's
we can
take that,
screen
let's
call
take
it.
That call now because I think I know who this is. So let's see who it is.
Okay. Caller from the 703, welcome to the No Chaser Show. State your name and tell us what you got to say.
Well, I'm the guy that's going to be getting on Shaq right now about not being more aggressive.
That's my coach, Shaq.
That's
my coach, man.
You just talking about how
man.
How's it going, baby?
I'm
this is Coach Chaz of the Beltway Bombers. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right.
Great.
Hey, and for everybody that's listening, being this coach, right, me and my coach been battling against each other for years. Years. Like he had the same objectives too. Like stop Shaq from scoring, and we win the game. And that didn't work because he found out the hard way that I'm a willing passer too.
You're terrible.
But when the opportunity presented itself, I walked up to him. I said, it's been a long time coming. Let's do this. And 2 years later, championship.
Exactly.
That's right, man. I want to make sure that this is said and said in this kind of form. I've been fortunate to have been coaching at the pro level for 19 years, a lot of various levels of special talent. And Shaq falls in that category of not talented, but gifted. And gifted
wow.
is bad game for Shaq is a double-double, which is a great game for someone else. He is, the best analogy I can give is he is, and this is about his, this is not coach speak, this is a basketball lifer and seeing what I see. This guy is about as close to an unguardable cover that I've ever seen. You're 6'5", you're 240, you run the court like a point guard, you have three-point range like any knockdown shooter, and you can get by anybody on a dribble. So bigs try to guard you. They can't. They're too slow. You put guards and swings on you, you beat them because they're too small. So teams then double you, and then you lead the league in assists. So that's a weapon. So when you have a special gifted player like you have, you want to try to utilize them every way possible. And the thing that most people don't understand is the key to his success is how unselfish he is. So I wanted to jump on.
Oh, yeah. And I made, like 90% of my team made the all-tournament team. All first team, second team, third team.
You make all your players special. So
makes them all better.
The only challenge I have with Shaq now is that because he's so gifted, I hold him at a high regard, and the expectations for him are much higher than it would be
for
at
anybody.
Another place.
Yeah.
So that's why if he feels I'm on him or I push him or I do certain things, is that I expect more from him because of his gifts than I would someone who doesn't have those gifts. But if we are, the model this year is let's kill the noise, let's focus on the task at hand of that other color uniform in front of us, and they're going to have problems this year as they always had with Shaq. And the only thing that bothers me about this whole situation is why has this man not been given the opportunity to be in the show? Just does not make sense to me. I have seen people with significantly less talent get it, and I took a step back and said, what could it be? Is it attitude? Is it this? Is it that? I'm coaching a guy. If he had a bad attitude, he wouldn't be with me. So
exactly.
I don't understand it. I think that from time to time, GMs, player personnel, and owners makes mistakes. And they made a mistake on this guy.
It's the system's messed up. You hear from another. It's not even that. You hear from another player, oh, he had a bad attitude. That's because, man, that person probably been going back and forth on the court. Like, you never heard of a coach.
And it's a shame. You know what I mean? It's a shame because as a player.
I'm not mad at them because it ain't nothing but a self-defense for them.
Yeah,
if I'm on the same team with them, they will lose their job.
Exactly. See, that's what it comes down to, Shaq. What happens is that you are that power guard. And what happens is either the politics of the game or somebody who feels will be playing your position is not going to want to refer you, so they don't, or you may take away their shine. It doesn't make sense. You got the N1 stigma. N1 was something you did that was entertainment. You're not that type of player. You're a pro. So the blessings I get by coaching you is a great thing. But at the end of the day, I should be seeing you on TNT and saying that's my guy. You know what I mean? But so it's frustrating. It's frustrating. We know that. So I'm fortunate enough that we have you leading us again. But at the same token, it's a bitterness with how the politics are that you never got the true opportunity you should have got. And
but you know what?
With being so small, it's frustrating.
But you know what's funny? But you know what's funny though, Chaz. Honestly, as we're sitting here talking about it, the thing that I love about Shaq, probably one of the things that I've loved the most, and I love about him, I haven't gotten it yet. I'll admit it's my shortcoming. But he has taught me more than anything is the attitude. Like for a guy who has been through so much in his life, who has lived the life, grew up the way he did, lived the life he lives, and then to play. You know, street ball tournaments have the stigma, but never get to the show. I don't know anybody who would be at his age who's been doing it this long, not being in the show, and who wouldn't be bitter and a mad person and mad at the world. And the funny thing is, I'm with him almost every day. I talk to him almost every day. The dude never has a bad. I mean, I know he has bad days, but I'm saying, but he never has like a rotten attitude like. I hate the world, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. This guy will give his shirt off his back to a kid, do an autograph, give shoes, give whatever to help. And that's what I think I have learned more than anything is that it's all about attitude. And Shaq has had such a great attitude for so long, in spite of everything else, I've learned to like, Jesus, how can I complain? I mean, this guy has everything.
That speaks directly to his character. The one shortcoming that Shaq has is he's been ducking me for 2 years in a game of horse because he doesn't want some. You know, he doesn't want it. And I went through Raj, Pavel, Jamal. I went through the whole team in a game of horse, hitting him with step back. So Shaq, I think, wants to keep the image of, oh, nah, coach didn't beat me in horse. And
that,
so I'm going to get it to see.
That is because He never challenged me. He challenged everybody else.
All right, I'm gonna get you this season, baby. I'm gonna catch you.
The whole thing,
but I don't want
everybody else. The only time he called me is to watch. He never challenged me. Anything. I'm gonna deal with him.
You know, when Shaq has 6 points and 2 assists and 1 rebound, that's the game right before I beat him in Hawks where I stripped him of his confidence. So I think I'm going to keep him at that triple-double level. I'm not going to play him because I want to keep him confident all the way through.
That game, we was up 50. I didn't have to score.
was that classic, baby? Was that good? Look, I wanted to jump in. I just wanted to because sometimes during the course of us focusing so much on winning and the task at hand that you don't take a step back to appreciate, you know, everything you have. So this is just a call to let you know how I hold you in such high regard as a man and as a gifted player, and I will never stop having these high expectations of you every game because of what you're capable of doing. So it's a pleasure, truly, it's a pleasure coaching someone of your abilities and your swagger and how it just blends in perfectly with how we act as coach and player and you as the leader of the team. And you know what? There's nothing like back-to-back. I split that time for back-to-back. The arrows are coming for us, and we welcome them. Come get what we have back-to-back because you got to deal with that man, Hugh Baby Shaq Jones. He's a beast. All right, so
let me say this to you, Chaz. Before you get off the phone, can you announce to everybody when we tip off and where we'll be at and anything you want to give the folks out here so you can let them know?
I'm not in Southern Maryland. No, I'm not playing.
we have training camp starts tomorrow at Ramsey Rec Center in Alexandria at 11 a.m. It's open in a training camp. We'll have practices and training camp and scrimmage games leading up through October. As of right now, the season opens up Saturday, November 3rd, and it's either going to be at the College of Southern Maryland in La Plata or at Riverdale Baptist in Upper Marlboro. One of those are going to happen. So I'll get those details to you as we go on a further call.
Give them to me, and I'll announce them, and I'll make sure I announce them on the show. We are the champs, and we're going to try to go back-to-back, and we did add some other pieces. So Shaq has promised me that he's going to put his foot on the gas even more now because he said he has an even better team than he did last year. We just added to what we already had.
Very much looking forward to that. Very much of getting things started in camp. And Shaq, again, brother, it's a pleasure. I mean, we tease each other, but it's a pleasure coaching you and very much looking forward to back-to-back. All right, so I'll see you in camp. Be well. Have a good night, guys.
No, he won't be
Matt,
there.
Thank
he ain't
you.
There tomorrow.
That's right. All right, we'll catch up. Don't worry about it. We'll put in the work in October, and we'll get ready for opening night, man.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.
We'll catch up, fellas.
Okay, baby. Later.
Well, that's great. Well, Jerry, you heard it from the coach himself.
I heard it. You know, I really got to get down there. I'm from Jersey. I got to get down there and witness this for myself. Not that I love to watch good basketball. So.
Oh my goodness, you would love the Beltway Bombers. Shaq can tell you, you never know who's going to be the hot guy.
A lot of people
never
don't know. Like, we competitive within the team too.
Yeah. Because Shaq will do stuff like they'll challenge each other who can get the most assists,
Rogers Barnes, he was defensive player of the year, and I made defensive first team. Oh, we did that all because we was feeding off each other, seeing who can get the most steals in one game.
And they would do that every game. So I'll be honest with you.
That turned into him getting defensive player of the year and me making my first ever defensive first team.
And the thing about Shaq is that Shaq is I think the greatest thing about the Beltway Bombers and even Shaq in particular, and I think he can speak to it, is that genuinely that team that won the championship last year and the one that we feel like we're genuinely a family. Like really, you know how some teams get together and they really don't like each other but they kind of like coexist? The Bellway Bombers aren't like that. Everybody really, really, really enjoys and likes playing with each other and likes seeing each other and being together. And that's rare when you get a team like that. But Shaq can tell you, he likes all his teammates. I mean, now he does. I mean, there were a few we had in there that we didn't like, we had to get rid of. But, I mean, other than the one or two we got to get rid of, everybody we won the championship last year at the end and everything, we went to Hartford, Connecticut and won. I mean, Shaq can tell you, he liked his team. He loves his team. You know, they're good guys. And half of those guys he played with this summer, you know. So down at the Goodman. So, yeah, you gotta come. Yeah, you gotta come through, Jerry. I gotta get you to come down on a Saturday. We have our games on Saturdays at 7. You gotta come down on Saturday and come and see it. I mean, I would definitely, you know, you don't have to pay for it. We get you in the door. Me and Shaq get you in the door. There ain't no problem. But we'd love for you to come down to see a couple games. And you're where are you now? You're in where?
I live in Jersey.
You live in Jersey. One of our games, one of our away games might be to New York to play a New York team. There's a New York team in our league, a couple of New York teams up there. Jersey Pros, there's New York City 524. There's a few teams up that way. If we come up that way, if you don't get down here beforehand, and even if we come up that way, I'll definitely be in contact and let you know where we're going to be at. Because we come up there at least, once a year, Shaq? You usually come up to New York like once a year and play a game up there or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. So we'll definitely do that. But
all right, no doubt.
All right. Well, if we don't have any more calls, let me go to our picks. I want Shaq, since he's our guest, to give him his picks. And I don't know if you have Jerry, if you have pen and paper or not, but I want to take down it so I can mess with Shaq next week on the air and find out how right he came.
Let me get myself situated here.
All right. There is
football picks?
Yeah, we're going to do the football picks. We do that with all our guests. We give them the NFL
Bill
picks for the week.
For her loss last night.
She's talking about my wife. She's a Brown. She's out of the room. I have to holler at her.
I have a caller coming in. This happens to be black.
You on the phone, he's sorry for your loss yesterday. He said, get up and tell her. she said to tell you, she said, oh, be quiet. She said her Browns still going to win. She said she's the Brown forever.
Lost last night.
I know. I already know. I don't know why she mess with y'all every week. You and Lou.
They tell me they better win the game this season.
Oh, Lord.
It'll be worse than the Buccaneers.
Oh, Lord. Do you have we have a call coming in?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Call from 202. I think I know who this is. Is this Black?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Black?
What's up,
you remember
man?
Black Shaq from up at Spengarn. He come through an interview.
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know
what
that is.
What's up, Shaq? I know what it is, man.
Right? Yeah, what's up, man?
Chilling, man.
Oh, man.
Man, congrats on that rock again, man. Congrats on that thing again. I remember it was our Trinity last year. We had a kind of moment. We were chilling. It was me, you, and Asad. And we were talking about the King of the Rock that time. Shaq playing the cool as always. Man, I'm not going to be out there shooting no jumpers. They're going to tire yourself out doing that. I'm going to take all these cools to the rack, and I'm going to get that 10 G's. And sure enough, he didn't do it once, but he did it twice.
Yeah, well, it was 10 grand the first. It was 20 grand this year.
Yeah. Congrats again, man. You kept that strategy 2 years in a row. Didn't he look like you busted sweat all day?
No, he didn't. Looked like he didn't. And he's done. He said he retired.
I couldn't sweat.
Oh, man. All right. Y'all ready for these football picks?
Go with it, man.
You ready, Black?
Yes, sir.
All right, first game, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Carolina versus Atlanta. Let me get everybody's pick. I'll start with you, Jerry.
I like Atlanta in this game, no doubt.
All right. Black?
Atlanta's favored by 7 at home. They rarely lose in that dome, so I'm going to roll with Atlanta, too.
Yeah, I was about to say Atlanta was 7 points, too.
Good.
Okay. I'll take Carolina.
Julio Jones is playing great football this season.
That's true. I'm gonna take Carolina just to spite all y'all. Forget y'all. Anyway.
Yeah. because that's how you are.
That's how I get points.
Yeah.
I get
yeah,
I get good arguments.
Probably
y'all.
Rely on your man, Sham Newton, out there.
Rely
on Sham Newton if you want to.
Sham Newton, he was not right. Anyway.
What you need to do, Mac, is tell Cam Newton grow a mustache and a beard. Tell him stop trying to look 12 years old all his life. Maybe he'll get a win.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Don't grow
damn.
Up.
Right. Here we go. All right. Next game, Sunday, 1 o'clock. New England versus Buffalo. Give me this point spread, whatever, Black.
It's four from New England. Point spread, four from New England.
Okay. Who you picking, Black?
I don't like Tom Brady now, so I take Buffalo at home.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Jerry.
Got New England.
I'm not a New England Patriots fan, but common sense tells me New England's going to win this.
Real is real, man.
I'm going to go with New England because, as the great Floyd Mayweather told me to my face, whenever it comes down to the point spread and the money, I'm going with New England. I said, okay. He said, always for the money, New England. Next one.
Bet no money, Matt.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm going to go with that one for the point spread. I'm just saying because Black always tell us the point spread. So I always act as if I am, you know. All right. Next one. I already know what this is going to be. Minnesota versus Detroit. I'm picking Detroit. I'm just letting y'all know now. So.
Oh, damn.
Really? Really?
Yes, yep. Yep. I sure am.
Yeah.
Minnesota, man. You had me fooled, man. You had me fooled.
Oh, you fool. Anyway. So who you going with, Jerry?
Detroit.
Point spread is 4.5 for Detroit.
Okay.
I didn't take Ponder in the spot against Indianapolis, but I'm taking Ponder in this spot in Detroit. I roll Minnesota.
Oh, man. All right, Shaq.
I tell you, I got Minnesota first half. I got Detroit for the simple fact that the real referee's back. So it's a lot of shit that Minnesota can't get away with.
You felt
okay.
They got away with a lot last year? I mean, last game?
If it wasn't no lockout, referee lockout, the records would be completely different in the league, man.
You really think that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted it. Let me ask
that game last week.
Let me ask all of you guys one question. I want to see what you think. Do you think that the three or four teams that are undefeated would be undefeated if the real refs was here?
Nope.
Let me see. Houston Texans, Atlanta Falcons, and mm-hmm. Arizona Cardinals. Out of
okay.
those three, I think the Houston Texans. Yes, I think Arizona wouldn't be undefeated, but I think the other two, because of the way they played. And the teams they played, I think they still would have been undefeated.
Do you think that too, Shaq? You agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta always been tough to beat. They just don't know how to maintain that intensity through the whole season.
What about you, Black?
They always be hyped the first five games and they lose it after that.
I don't think it makes a difference, really. Unless you say Green Bay and Seattle, other than that, nah. I think they're
yeah,
still.
Yeah, but I've been going on to be honest, because we were supposed to lose. Baltimore was supposed to lose on that field goal kick. That kick wasn't good.
Which one?
Talking about the Patriots game.
Yeah,
oh, the Patriots game.
Yeah, we beat New England by a field goal. We weren't supposed to win that.
Oh, okay.
He missed that field goal, but the idiot referee was probably paid off, which I don't care.
You're talking to a Ravens fan, Jerry. I meant to tell you that, Jerry.
Yeah,
and Black, y'all know it's a Ravens fan.
Supposed to lose that game.
That's okay. I don't hate the Ravens. I have no hate for the Ravens at all. I got to respect Ed Reed
better respect
Ray Lewis.
Defense. I know Josh
yep.
Cribbs do.
Wow, dude. All right,
that's
next game.
He went to Dunbar with Danielle, so he cool.
Okay.
But he found out the hard way about that Ravens defense.
Yeah, he did.
Got hit by Ellerby. Knocked him out before he hit the ground. The ground woke him up.
Wow. Wow. So, next game. San Diego, Kansas City. All right, Shaq, go ahead. Start us off.
I like Kansas City on that one. No points or nothing. Kansas City's just going to win.
All right, Black, what's the point spread? What you think?
It's one for Kansas City. So when it's that close, I'm going to roll with San Diego.
Wow. All right. Jerry?
Kansas City is one of the toughest places to play. Last time
San Diego went to Kansas. Is that an Arrowhead?
Last time San Diego went to Kansas City, they lost. Kansas City's fighting for their life. They're 0-3. I like KC in this one.
Okay. I like KC also. For my man, Juju. I'll take him. Next game, Seattle versus St. Louis Cardinals. I'm picking St. Louis to beat Seattle. But, nah, I won't. Nah, I saw that defense. Nah, I'll take Seattle. Never mind. I'll take Seattle. Even though I think St. Louis is a dangerous team. They play harder than you think.
Yeah, they're dangerous for everybody.
What about you, Shaq? Who you take?
I like St. Louis.
Okay. What about you, Black?
Oh, Seattle was a 2.5-point favorite. You know I'm a Sam Bradford guy, so I'm rolling with St. Louis.
Well,
Jerry?
I thought I'd be the only one jumping on the St. Louis bandwagon, but Seattle is one of the worst teams to play on the road, along with Jacksonville. They had a big win, a lucky win last week.
Yeah, I was lucky.
St. Louis with Jeff Fisher play a whole different type of defense at home. I like St. Louis.
Wow. Okay. All right. The premier matchup.
You gave the Chris Berman answer.
You like that, huh?
Yeah,
you like that.
Answer.
You like that. That's how we roll here, man.
Yeah,
I got another caller in here. You want me to jump on him or what?
Yeah, go ahead. Bring him in real quick. Make it
all
short.
Right. Call from the 302. Welcome to the No Chaser Show. State your name and tell us what you got to say.
Evan Martin calling in.
One
of coaches players. One of Shaq's beloved family
members. My point guard, man. That's my point guard, man.
That's his point guard that played for the Bombers. Evan Martin. Was good.
I just came in to support the movement. I just got off the phone with Coach Chad, so I came by to show some love.
Okay. Well, there he is.
Yeah, y'all kind of jumped in the middle. Y'all talking about teams.
No, that's cool. I knew somebody. I told everybody to call in and show some love. So I mean, I told anybody they want to call in and show some love. So
whatever my prediction is, they're gonna win regardless anyway. So
yeah, whatever. You better be a Baltimore fan, man. Since we drafted Flacco.
Wow.
He's not technically from Delaware though. So you know what I mean. He played at Delaware, but he's not from Delaware.
Yeah, went to school in Delaware. That's all you need.
Hey, so what y'all was discussing? Just who going to win?
No, we're just predicting games. Down the line. If you want to join us, you can join in. We've already missed a few games, but we're now getting ready to talk about this other one. So if you want to stay on it for another segment, that's fine.
That's cool.
The premier game is San Francisco versus the New York Jets at Sunday at 1:00. I'm going with my man Tim Tebow. I'm gonna go with that.
Oh my God.
I love the
Lord too,
Mac, but
I knew you were gonna say something. Hey, for real, Shaq, I said that just because I knew y'all was gonna say something smart if I did it.
Real is real, man. And the way that defense playing, man, I doubt if they.
No, you're right.
Man.
You're right. No, I'm going with San Francisco.
Plus, my homeboy Navarro Bowman is a starting now in San Francisco.
Right.
He's standing next to Ray Lewis Jr.
Who's the man?
Brandon Jacobs playing?
Huh?
Who?
J. Jacobs from with the 49ers. He playing?
He was hurt the last couple weeks, but he might be better. I don't know what the report. I don't know what the injury report is. You gotta talk about.
They're just in trouble if he plays for real. All
right. So who you got? So Shaq, you picking San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Adam?
I'm riding out with San Fran from my man Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice. I'm riding with them.
They're not playing no more, man.
I'm
rolling with the point spread. San Fran, San by four. I'm taking San Fran.
What about you, Jerry?
Say the Bay at the Bay. We're talking about San Fran. Absolutely.
Yeah, Kansas State.
All right.
Now they in New York for this. This was in New York.
Uh oh.
That ain't gonna change nothing.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just waiting to see if anybody was gonna change their pick when he said that. I didn't know that.
No. They ain't gonna change nothing.
Okay. All right. Next one. Sunday, 1:00. Tennessee versus Houston, and I know who Jerry going for. Jerry, who you going with?
Deep in the heart of Texas, you know who I got. Houston.
All right. What about you, Black?
Oh, Houston is a 12-point favorite. I'm kind of messed up with Houston. Especially Andre Johnson, he want to be a fullback instead of a wide receiver. Tennessee point. But I'm going to still roll with Houston in this one, man.
All right, what about you, Evan?
Man, it's a tough one. But I'm riding with the Texans. I got to go with the Texans.
Ain't no tough one, man. Houston, man.
I'm going with Houston also. Y'all wild. Oh, funny story, Shaq. Just want to tell you. Jerry used to be, until last year, a New York Jet fan. Then he decided to go to Houston because he said he got tired of what the Jets was doing.
You can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
That's what he was thinking.
He was a very frustrated New York Jets fan. Been a Jets fan for years.
Everybody did with Kobe shit. They couldn't beat him. Fuck it. They just joined the team.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
They did it with Jordan, too. You couldn't beat him, Jordan.
All right. Well, next one. Sunday at 4:05. Oakland versus Denver. I'm taking Oakland. Shaq?
Nah, they kind of down right now.
Huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they kind of down right now.
I can't call that game, man.
You got to pick one.
I don't know who will win that one.
You got to pick one.
I picked the referees, man.
Come on.
Come on, Jack. You got to pick one, man.
And then I picked the refs.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
They're part of the game, right?
No, they're not playing on the teams.
They're part of the game, though.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. Evan, who you pick?
Yo, Shaq flipped the coin. It ain't laying on head or tails. It just like jumped in the middle of the grass.
That coin ain't even hit the ground, man. It's floating in the air.
I'm going with Denver Broncos, man. My man Manning. You know, what I mean, he threw his own coaching in the fourth quarter majority of the time. So Oakland kind of down right now. I was reading on Yahoo like they kind of in a slump. So I'm riding out with the Broncos.
Man. Any given Sunday, man. This is football we talking about, man.
True.
All right. Black, what you got?
Got Denver favored by 6.5 at home. McGahee's not playing. I still roll with Peyton. Give me Denver.
Yeah, I appreciate
right, what about you, Jerry?
I'm going with Denver.
Okay. Next one, 4:05.
What about
Miami?
You?
I said I was going with Oakland.
Oh, okay.
Oakland,
okay.
All right. Sunday, 4:05, Miami versus Arizona.
Miami.
Ooh. Give it to me, Black.
5.5-point favor for Arizona at home.
Oh, no. I'm going with Arizona. Man, I'm tripping, man. Donnell Dodd.
I'm going with Arizona.
What about you, Evan?
Yo, I'm like Shaq on this one. I flipped the coin and it landed in like a sand pit somewhere where I couldn't see if it was heads or tails.
Wow.
The Cardinals is on a roll.
undefeated, if I'm not mistaken, right?
But Reggie Bush in them is looking real Trump tight. So, but he got injured a little bit the last game. So, I'm gonna ride out with the Cardinals because they looking like real cohesive as a team. You know what I mean? So, I'm gonna ride out with the Cardinals.
What about you, Jerry?
Arizona.
What about you, Black?
So I'm rolling with Arizona, even though Kevin Cobb is a fraud. I'm going to still take Arizona.
What about you, Mac?
I'm going to take Arizona. I think they're confident because they haven't been defeated, and Miami's shaky, but they play strong, but I don't think they're good enough to beat them. Where's the game at, by the way?
They're playing
Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, 405, Cincinnati versus Jacksonville.
Cincinnati,
watch
two,
out now.
2.5-point favorite on the road at Jacksonville. I'm taking the red-headed assassin, man. Give me Cincinnati.
All right, Jerry.
Watch out now.
Go ahead, Jerry.
For me, Cincinnati.
Watch out now. Jacksonville is one of the better teams to play at home.
Oh, boy.
Trust me when I say this. The history bears it out.
Oh, boy.
And I like Jacksonville in this game.
I like Cincinnati. What about you, Evan?
Man, this is my last one, fellas, because I got this little 4-month-old I got to feed. It was a pleasure talking to y'all. But
right.
I'm going to ride out with Jacksonville with Jones-Drew. I'm going to ride out with him because they play like they play good at home. So,
wow.
You know, hopefully it's probably some good weather. And the Cincinnati Bengals, I stopped really following them when Boomer Esiason was playing with them. So, I'm a ride out with Jacksonville.
Icky Woods.
Damn,
Boomer Esiason. Damn.
Icky Woods, Shaq, you knew you was going to get right. Evan, I don't even know why you did that. You knew you was going to get that when you said that. I'm like,
I know I'm going
to hear it tomorrow, too.
Yeah, you are, because well, Shaq not going to be there, but you're going to definitely hear it from me.
I already know from one of y'all.
Yeah, you know, I know.
All right, thanks,
man. Take care of that new baby girl, man, and thanks, man. I'll see you tomorrow, bro.
Oh, no doubt. Take it easy, son.
All right, bro.
All right.
We got the next game. We have.
Well, Shaq. Shaq, who you taking in this game?
Oh, Shaq, who you taking? I thought I heard him say. Who'd you say?
I was at Cincinnati.
Yeah, I thought he
said
Cincinnati. I thought I heard him in that row. He said, I'm going with Cincinnati.
Okay.
All right, 425. New Orleans versus Green Bay.
Green Bay. So they pissed off.
I'm taking Green Bay too.
They
pissed off. I'm taking Green Bay.
Where they got robbed, they pissed off right there.
What about you, Jerry?
Green Bay.
And Black?
No, Green Bay is a 7.5-point favorite. I feel sorry for Drew Brees' mother in this game. I'm rolling with Green Bay, man.
Oh, man. All right. Last one. I mean, another one. This is the one I really want. Washington versus Tampa Bay. I'm going with Tampa Bay. I never go with the Washington Redskins for crap.
Oh, no, man. I like RG2, man. I'm RG2.
Kermit the Frog.
You can call him what you want, man, but he's the only quarterback I've seen since Doug Williams that stands his ground in that pocket, man, and runs when he has
to. Standing his ground. He'll be on IR.
They can't catch him. That's a known fact, they can't catch him.
Yeah, he's taking a lot of hits, though.
No, he's not.
Talk about that.
A lot of hits.
Shoot. You ain't been listening to ESPN 980? They changing up some of the plan because they said he's taking too many hits. That's the big story all week.
That's on the line. You can't change the plays. Change the player.
Yeah, well, better start rolling him somewhere deep or making him move or do something. He can't stand there forever. Look at Michael Vick. Better move, better run, do something.
It made him retire from the league for a little bit, man. If he'd have kept playing, wouldn't nobody be able to catch him either.
Yeah. But, all right, who are you taking? I'm taking Tampa Bay.
Yeah, DC,
Black, who you
taking? I'm going with DC on this.
What? All right, go ahead, Black. Who you got?
Tampa's a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going to roll with Tampa Bay.
I was going to say, that's a Dallas Cowboy fan talking right there.
I'm a fan of not. I'm not a fan of either one of these teams, but I still think Tampa Bay is going to win it at home.
Okay. All right. New York Giants versus Philadelphia. That's the Sunday night game. I'm taking New York Giants. That defensive front going to give Michael Vick all kind of problems.
I like Philly at home.
Wow. Black?
As much as I hate to say it, I also like Philly at home. Philly's a 2-point favorite. Sunday night, give me Philly.
What about you, Jack?
I like Philly at home, too.
Wow. All right. Last one, the Monday night game. Chicago versus Dallas. Black, you're last. I'm not even going to ask you. You're going to take it. Go ahead, Jack. Who you taking?
Hello, Black. How your team looking, man?
We're
I can't even laugh. Mac, you got your source. I got mine.
There you go. That's right.
One thing I say, Dallas Cowboys, Detroit, and the Redskin fans, they always tell the truth. No matter how bad their team is, they always tell the truth. That's why I'm asking Black how y'all looking.
The frauds are 2-1, brother.
Now that changes my decision.
Where's the game at?
Dallas, a home opener.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm going with the Cowboys. It's a home opener.
Okay.
All right, I'm going with Chicago.
Okay.
They're at home, good weather.
Stadium
will be packed.
I think Dallas has got one of the top rated, if not the top rated defense. So yes, I'm going with defense.
Yes, they do.
And I'm going with the defense, especially a mistake prone, a turnover prone. Jay Cutler, I like Dallas at home.
Dang, I ain't think about that. Dang it. Nah, I stick with Chicago. Maybe an upset. I don't know. I just take the pick. Black, who you taking?
Silly
question.
This shouldn't be a question. We paid about 3.5. I'm taking Dallas, man. I got Jay Cutler throwing about 100 picks.
Wow. And getting beat up by a defensive lineman on the sideline?
We're getting beat up by the cheerleaders on the sideline.
Wow, you wild dude.
Well, we had a time there back, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, I just want to thank Black for coming through. I want to thank co-host Jerry. And I want to thank more than last, but certainly not least, my man Hugh Jones for stopping through and coming through. And we're going to have you in here during the basketball season if you want to come through. Love to have you on and do some basketball picks and talk basketball with us during the season. And if you don't mind that, we would love.
OKC all season.
Yeah, I figured that. But we're going to have you on to talk.
Who didn't play?
You know, so I'm trying to wait on. I'm just let y'all know before we get off. I'm waiting on David Aldridge to give me a date when he wants to do it. And as soon as I get that date, I'm going to make sure I have probably going to do a round table with Jerry, Shaq, L-Train, and probably Professor, because all of them said they would voluntarily come in and we'd do a round table and do some basketball NBA, and I think that'd be a lot of fun. So until then, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Shaq, I want to thank you for coming through. I appreciate it. And right before the season starts, we're going to have you back on to talk basketball, NBA basketball, before it gets started and give us a preview. So, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you, Shaq. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Jerry. Thanks, Black, for coming through, man. Next week, Black, I want to see you back and find out where we are because you missed last week, so I don't know where everybody's standings is now, so. I don't know nothing, so.
Yeah, don't worry. You know I'm still on top, man. You really don't have to check those stats.
Here we go. All right. Anyway, until next week, we will see you, and we are out. Thanks, Jack. Thank you, everybody.